Good morning, Vayitzer. I'm a rabbi. I'm not in Boston. I'm a chokh in Shnai, Benz of Leimar, Saibu. Dov in Shnai, Benz of Leimar, Saibu. Dov in Shnai, Benz of Leimar, Saibu. Dov in Shnai, Benz of Leimar, Saibu. Kim Shtar, Bishlash. Good job, good job, Ban. You're a simple Shmer Chanam. Chokh in Shnai, Benz of Leimar, Saibu. Ella Kaisen Loi, Aedim Shtar, Macha, Ma'ar, Lias, Bad Leidus, Shemicha, מסעי גימל ואף על פי שלא יציב אייסם וזוכל אין משהו לפענו שלא יבשו סעי ומסתום וניחלה אז איפה נקראי את וטייסם טייבר
What's the reason why I thought he needs his rishos? What's the reason why I thought he needs his rishos?
If it wasn't, then it's hard to do something that's bad for him. You can't stop. How can you do something that's bad for him? If it's bad for him, it has to be good for him. Why should you be like, huh?
Obviously, bad for him.
It seems like it was bad for him, then you couldn't do it. But it seems like it's coming off Fuke Shalob or Shuso.
Why would it need his rishos? If it's good for him, why
again, since it's good for him, you don't need his rishos. But if it wasn't good for him, then you need his rishos.
What does Zachen Shalom Befanach do with
anything?
What does Zachen Adam Shalom Befanach do with anything? Like, it's a different.
It's what?
It's a different idea.
How do you know? Maybe your idea of Zachen is wrong. Zachen doesn't just mean when I'm kind of something for somebody else. It's a general idea of doing something which is schos for someone. It has to be a schos. You can only do something for someone if it's a schos for him. It's not limited to Kenyan. You're understanding Zachen. Classic Zachen is when I'm zayich something for somebody else. That's Zachen Mishal Fana. Here we see that doesn't necessarily mean that.
But if something intrinsically needs the das of the person doing it for, then why would I think from Zachen that Zachen doesn't necessarily need?
Well,
Kenny doesn't need the das of the guy to be Kohen, right? But if Machon would need his das hypothetically, then what are we trying to learn from Zachen?
Well, first Zachen might be like schim tam shlichus. Shem talk about that as an umdana. They want you to do it. So it's like a shlichus. If Zachen tam shlichus, then if Zachen tam shlichus, then
what's Rashi saying?
What?
So then what's Rashi saying?
What?
Then what's Rashi saying? Then really, what's the comparison?
What do you mean? You asked me on the tzaddik, you need his das. How does Zachen help? So I'm saying Zachen is schema tam shlichus. So you see that it's like shlichus, even though since he wants you to do it, so as if he made you a shliach. If you need, again, you asked me if you need a shliach, what does it help? So I'm telling you, if you need a shliach, then try this schema tam shlichus. Try this kili made you a shliach. I didn't say nirshbam. You wouldn't ask me nirshbam. You asked me if you need his das. If you need his das to do it.
How did it help for Machosh that he doesn't know about?
I want to learn Taisa. Hush the funny tell me saying, whatever ties is, not my laxiva. A loy hush of star, and my nasin das mishu, chayba soy. Going star mecher, midas meicher, star matonim, midas nisim, star milve, midas loyva. Subtices, that in order that something should have a terror star, that has a din of a star, there's a criteria called dasim eschayiv. You need dasim eschayiv. Only then does it have a Torah shtar. So this shtar over here, that's being written by the Eidim, without being commissioned by the one who it's going against him, the Hainu, in this case, the the matzik. So Meila is not going to have a Torah shtar. It's not going to have a Torah shtar. Because in order to have a Torah shtar, you need to ask Mishayim. Now, I maybe want to say, so forget it, so I won't have dinner shtar. Yeah? But let it be Stam Eidus. Let it be Stam Eidus. That's the Taisir is no. Because Ubeidus Nam Lechoshun and Pim, let it be Ksavim. Pirush Rashi, Pirush Lechumish. What does it mean in Pim, Midarashim, Loim Piksavim? Shlich Tveidusim Begeres. Yishlechul Bezdin. Rashi says, they can't send Yishtar to Bezdin. You can't send Eidus to Bezdin. You can't send Eidus to Ksav. That's the Pim Olympic Sava. So Mela, over here, Mamanav Shach, this writing down the Edom, writing down the Edos, is Lechaira meaningless. Mitzat Shtar, you don't have Das Mishayim. Mitzat Edos, Rashi, unlike Rebbe Tam, says that Edos Biksav is not Edos. That's his kasha. So what's the point in writing this? Can't be. It's useless.
When Rashi says Rashi Chumash, does that mean? Many times it's no again, but Rashi is he's saying more like a fact, like more of halacha.
So Rashi learns that Pim like some you can't.
You can't. Many times there was no way to do it. To write it.
What does that mean? Obviously, it's not possible. Otherwise, it won't be noig. I don't see what significance you're attaching to the noig.
Is it mil or halacha? I mean,
of course, it's halacha.
What am I saying?
Okay, we'll get to Rebbe Tam, right? The Shleimer, the Takanas Chachamim Hi, Sheichoshev Eidos Kedei Levatol Hachazaka, the Eidos Koldu, Shebedover Muid Mevatlem Hachazaka. Taha, Afil Yizbar Lanu Shleishama Machzik Mecha, Mahan Levat Hachazaka. This is part of Taisa we mentioned earlier. Taisa says, Kitsa, that this whole thing is called Chud. Yeah, that should be considered Eidos. Yeah, it's interesting. He doesn't say the Kanas Chum is that it should be considered a Shtar. Yeah, because Taisa had two options in the beginning. There's Din Shtar, and there's Din Eidos. And there's Nafgamina, by the way, whether it's a Din Shtar or a Din Eidos. What's a Nafgamina?
Could you be
Mekayim?
Can you be Mekayim Eidos?
Eidos Biksav? What do you mean, could you be Mekayim? Then what?
This is actually the handwriting. If it says Din Eidos,
what's it? No, there's more fundamental differences. What? Oh, very good. What if they die? Or what if they forgot their Eidos? As we'll see in the Hemshel Taisers. What if they forgot their Eidos? Or if they die? If it's a Shtar, then Pashas, no one ever said that if the Malva pulls out a Shtar against the Leib and he owes him money, and you have to go check if the Eidim are alive or not. Just like, why? We say Eidim Achzum al Shtar, Nasa Kami, Shenechkara, Eidusim Bezdim. So the Din of a Shtar says that it's a Din of Nechkara. Means it's as if it's been cross-examined and accepted in Bezdin. So as soon as you whatever it is that's required to give it a din shtar, yeah, whatever that requirement is, but once it has a din shtar, and the din of Eidim Achsuma Shtar and Ask Mishnachus with their Bezdin, as if the Eidim is accepted. Once the Eidim is accepted, doesn't matter if the guy dies, doesn't matter if he gets Alzheimer's and he forgets everything that ever happened to him. Still the Eidim is a good Eidim. Still the Eidim is a good Eidim. Now, what is it that's required for a Shtar? What makes something a Shtar? It's nice to say, you're Nasim Mishchayim. L'maisa, okay, maybe we just take a half a second break. Because the Stam, the Tzayis, just the idea, the Tzayis, the Simcha of Ches, tells us, and we're going to get back to these Shitas, but the Tzayis says there are four Shitas in Shtaris. There are four Shitas in Mepiksa, not all four Shitas in Shtar, but four Shitas in the Sugya of Mepiksa, the Tzayis says. Tzayis, Simcha of Ches, Sivkotten Vav. Where Mechaber says, there's Nilchus Eidus, where it says, Chaytchen Dine Mominis Be'edus Shebishtar.
Mechab Pasuk. Af Bishayin Eidim Kayamim. Kadesh Latil and Dels if they love him. So the Mechab Pasuk, the Rambam, that the whole din of Shtaris, Shtaraya, is only Rabbanim. Yeah? Takana. Shlatil and Dels if they love. That's where Chaitchin. Dine Mamanis Be'edus Shebishtar, Abishay Eden Kayamim, Kadesh Latil Delis. And that, Reb Chaim says, Avada, even the Rambam that says Shtar is only Rabbanon, doesn't mean to say there's no such thing as a Shtar on a Drysa level. Hare Kitten, Kedushin, Isha Niknis, Kesef, Shtar, Mabir. So it's a thing called a Shtar. And a star and get also a star, right? So Elamai, Zerub Chaim, about the star Kenyan, the Rambam's masking as the Raisa. Then afterwards it views as the Raisa. Also, the Zerub Chaim says, once, because that's Mishtar, the Taik Mishtar, the Din of Mishtar is the Raisa. Just by Shtar Raya, that's what Rambam says, it's only Rabbana. So it says, it lists four Shitas in what's called a star. Yeah? Okay? Echad, Shitas Rashi, Balamar. Okay? That's a very important Balamar in Yavamis. That's Yavamis of Laman Aleph. He says in Dapi Rif, it's a test. That Kima Jain Kaisvin Hashtar El Midasim is Chayet. Again, the question really is, why is every star picks up? That's really the question, right? There's a problem picks up. There's an overriding problem here called picks up, which brings down over here, right? And Rashi learns that means you can't send Garris from Besdin. Saying, well, if you're Rashi, what's a star? Well, what does a star mean? Why? How does a star circumvent that problem? Right? They start off by us. There's two things. There's star and there's Aedis Bixab. Aedis Bixab doesn't work for Rashi. We'll see if it's Baron Tom, maybe it does work. Well, if Rashi doesn't work, Mamela. So what is the star? Says the Ksais that since you need Asim is Chayiv, that Kiva then Kreis and Shtar, Elm and Asim is Chayiv, we have Bixab Vam, Elm Bixab Vay. Okay, so technically, the whole Josh Piksavam is Dafka when the Edim are coming on their own. The Edim on their own are writing the Edis. The Edim saw Reuven lend Shimon $100. So the Edim decided to write a Shtar. So that's Piksavam. That's a Psor. Mipia blowing Piksavam. Mipiksavam. That's not the Balmar. That's Dafka Piksavam. Piksavoy. Then it's okay. And if they're writing it b'shlichus or medasim is chayiv, then it's kiel that they're not writing on their own. They're writing it for him. And then technically, there's no problem of mipiksavam. That's what.
If they write it on there.
I'm sorry, what are you saying? What? Piksavam?
Yeah,
they're ready to die. Again, it's a Psalonidus. Piksavam is a Psalonidus.
Okay, so they all walked in the basin. They said he loaned him money.
If they're made by Ped, then they don't do the star then. It's not that we made by Ped. Don't do anything.
What's the difference between Psalm and Sham Psalm? I don't get the question.
What?
What's the difference between Psalm and the Sham Psalm the Edis?
You ask what Yechavus' question is? Go ask him, man.
If they didn't get permission to actually write it down,
no.
So in other words, we're saying that and they wrote it down by themselves, that's a Psalm.
They're Psalm Big Psalm.
That's a Psalm and Shar.
Okay. No, it's a Psalm Eidus. No, it's a Psalm Eidus. No, it's Eidus Biksav. No, Eidus Biksav is not an Eidus. If it's Pidas Mischayiv, then it's not a problem. Okay. Now, just matters really. You really have to ask yourselves one sentence. Let me finish all day. Okay. No questions. So then, you really have to ask yourselves the Fidus Shita. Yeah, why does all of a sudden become a star because of that? In other words, if all you took care of was the problem of Mpiksavam, which as Benzin pointed out, is Pton Edus, Mpiksavam, Mpiyam, that may be Pen, not Piksav, Firash, it's a Chsarn in Edus. So the Chayr, all we're saying is that when it's Mpiksavai, the Hainu is with Dasim as Chayiv, yeah, then one could have asked, so, okay, what do you take care of the problem with that? Chayr just took care of the problem of the Psoedis. What Bensin's asking, right? How does that become a shtar all of a sudden that takes on a life of its own that we don't need? We sever the ties with the Edim and the shtar lives on, you know, lo miyad on its own. Okay, so that's a question which has to be dealt with. But upon him, that's the first shita in the way in Saisin. Shane is he's Ramban. Leshayach the Edish and Mishtar and Piksavam. The reason why shtar is not piksavam, kima shenichta benusuch shtar, have like nish nechidus of bezdin. Leshayach piksavam. Alhech leim perish shtar. So he quotes the Ramban that it's written benusuch shtar. Yeah? You know, shtar, there's a difference, a fundamental difference between shtar and edus. And the truth of the matter is, okay, you have to see, because we'll see the Rishayim by us, right? When the Rishayim talk about the Ben Yain over here, right? When he talks about a shtar, right? And where does the shtar come from? He talks about the pasuk in Yirmiya, yeah? Ve'ekach ha'seif, what? Yes. So there, he says, Oh, Gemilu Masei from Ah. He said, Amrav, Yal Gemara, yeah? Bo Lipsak, Divir Ayim, and the Mechal, and Shnai, fine. Ben Tzachlam, and Ksayihu. Chiba, and the Schu, Sayihu. Command, Amlek, Sayihu, Dami. See, he says a little more than the Rishbam. Yeah, everyone's all about it, all get nervous in the Rishbam. He says more than the Rishbam. He says that when they said, when it was Meich in front of them, Kivan the Schusayhu, command the Amlek Sayyidu Dami, the male is not a problem, Pim Babing Savam. Vigamino Le Mesef Ramakne, Shekol Maisa, Shoisa, if they base, Choisen by Kimitzvah's Bala Maisa, Liza Shtar Liraya. So Derech Agav, okay, we're jumping ahead of drop over here in the Reyayna, because he batsam is by burning Taisus Kasha. When Taisus says you need Dasim is Chayyeh, and then Taisus had a problem in our sugya, it's not a shtar and it's not Edus. Yeah. So Reyayna, he's going along the lines of Taisus, except he veers off. When Taisus says it's a problem, Reyayna says no, you don't need Dasim is Chayyeh. Like Taisus said, the one shehulu chayvasai, that's what makes it not a problem of piksavam. Yeah, rather you need the das of the baal hamaisa. Wait. This is right. The baal, the bas. Who's the baal hamaisa? Yeah. So this is a very important beyayna. He's saying that it's not significant. The das hamischayev, the one that's against him, rather it's the one who, one second, the one who's the Bala Maisa. The shtar, yeah, has to be commissioned, yeah, by the one who's the Bala Davra over here. And that's what he goes on to say, Taka, by shtar kedushin, and that, I think there's a bit scrub about that, that by shtar kedushin, yeah, he quotes the Gemara, the Gemara's in Kedushin, it says, what's by shtar kedushin, even though the woman is being ischayev, eid kedushin kais menayis leish. This kais shtar leish apishenish teimai. Now you don't need the consent of the woman. You know she's being mechayev herself. She's being the one that's nikkna. She's the one. She's the meicher over here, so to speak. Yeah, and we said that Tais says the meschayev over here is the meicher. The das of the meicher. Like kedushin, you don't need that. Says Rabbi Yaina. Why? Because not so much Mischayev versus the one that's getting benefited, yeah, rather it's the Das Balamaisa. So for the Shtar to, it shouldn't be a problem Piksavam. Could be going with Balamar maybe, that Mipiksavam, but who's the one that has to commission it? Who that should be considered Savai? So here you have Machaikas Taisvis and Rabban Yaina, and we'll see the Mukasim as well, that who is that person? Yeah? Taisvis has to be the Mischayim. Yeah? And Rabban Yaina says it has to be the Balamaisa. Okay? And that would answer Agmar, the one that's doing the Maisa over here, the Maicha, is the Baal Maisa. So Mela, in order that it should be considered a Shtar, you don't need the Mischai, which is the Machzik, you need the Das of the Maicha, who's the Baal Maisa. But again, but the Chagrim, he ain't it. It was revealed to us the secret that the site of all this is Gamilay Sefer HaMakne, right? As one second, Sefer HaMakne, yeah, Sefer HaMakne. That's what Yirmiyah. That's what we find. Sorry, Sefer Chasayim. There we find the concept of Shtar. We find the concept of Shtar, and there is the Sefer HaMakne. So the Benyanin stands from there. That's not totally in the Das Mischayev. It's totally in the Balamaisa.
Balamaisa is the Machne. Same word, same thing.
Well, the Machne is the one that's being Machne. Yes, he's the Balamaisa over there. But he's saying the male over here by Macha. He's the Balamaisa. He's the Balamaisa.
Right.
And by Alva,
what?
And by Alva, the Lo is the Balamaisa. Or by Alva, what would he say?
By Shtar Halva. Who's the Baal Ma'is over there?
It should be the
Malva,
no?
Hmm?
How do you decide who's the
Baal Ma'is? I hear a question. Think about it. Let's leave. I don't know. Let me think about that. Pasha's
Actually,
we need the. No, we didn't do the Nasa Leiva. We sure need the Nasa Leiva over there.
Because you said he's a. The mice is the pain you bear.
Okay, I want to leave the Shtar Milva on the side right now. Not to forget about it. We have to be mine.
The point of being raised the Raisa?
What?
Shtar raised the Raisa point of being
raised the Raisa? Yeah, sure. Okay. Sure. The owners are the Rambam. So again, this is the first Shita of the Tzais is the Balmar and Rashi, it's Big Savoy. Now, Rada, there might be, I just brought in Rabban Yain over here. Right, I brought you in to tell you how to become a Shtar. So, I'm not so sure, we have to think about this, whether the Sheet of Rashi and the Balmar, yeah, that it's Midin. Midin, Mipik Savam, Mipik Savai. The problem why it's no problem of Mipik Savam is because it's Savai, because it's commissioned by the Das Mischayev. I want to think about this. Because Lachida Ben Yaina, who quotes the Sefer Machne, is that really saying something else? Because once Ben Yaina brings in Sefer Machne, so then it could be it's a different. It's a new din. It's a new din. Sefer Machne. That's Tam. It's din shtar. Sefer Machne. And we see it works. The Pesukim Yirmiyah tells me that shtar is a viable thing. It works. That's the could be different. Could be it's not. It could be. It's not that the reason why it's not piksavam is because it's piksavai, but rather it could be it's a new halacha of Sefer Machne. So what?
Sefer Machne considered Doraisa?
Pashtus.
Well,
that doesn't bother me at all, as the Gemara says in many, many places, and at the Times Designer Base 1, that Achshav Yecheskel, many dinim of Avedos are learned that from Yecheskel. The Gemara says, Achshav Yecheskel, What was it? We didn't. Chesed woke up one day inside the Chazdin Avelis. Elamai, no, it was Lachamash Masinai, Las Machu Akra. He just put down the pasuk. So that doesn't bother me that we learned out something from the Navi. Okay, so this is a question. No, it's an important question because we'll see in Hemshach, yeah, whether this sheet of the Reyena and the Mukyasif, whether. Does that work with the? Is that like the Balmar sheet or not? Okay, that's why you know what I'm talking about. But you'll see. Eventually, you'll hopefully see what I mean. But in the meantime, the Tzai says that the reason why it's not Balmar Piksav, Piksavai. When Yaina throws in, they don't that throws in the Sefer Ma. Shainis, Yeshidus Ramban. So the second sheet that the Tzai says is Yeshidus Ramban. That what? That Nuscha Shtar and Commission Echra. Oh no, that's right, I bought another. No, sorry. I bought in Rayyan Gufa for Rabban. Not for Balma. Gufa Rabban, there's Al Sefer Machne problem. Sorry, I got mixed up. Pasht is the Rayyan is going like Rabban. That when Rabban says that there's no problem picks up when you have a Shtar, Sefer calls it Nuscha Shtar, then it's Commission Echra. Now,
Mishnah is ripped up.
What?
Mishnah means the shard nothing.
No, mission. What? Mission. Commission. Oh, is like the bezdin.
Not ripped. Okay.
And the marker might be in Ben Yair. Okay. Now, but we'll have to see about that. Where Ben Yair fits into this? Where Ben Yair fits into this whole puzzle is not so clear. We have to talk about it. But anyway, in the meantime, it says two sheetahs. Balmar and Rashi and the Ramban, when he quotes Rashi, the Nuscha Shtar. Now, Grada, what's Nuscha Shtar? What's Nuscha Shtar? So, Taisvis in Ksubis, Nafchof and Beis, Mizam Shenari, that his thing called Nuscha Shtar, Taisvis Rosh and Ksubis explains what is this magic Nuscha Shtar? What's Nuscha Shtar? What's not Nuscha Shtar? He just says very simply that if it's written in the form of a Shtar, the Hainu, that you write on top, Ruvain, borrowed $100 from Shimon, and the Eidim, two Eidim signed in the bottom. Pash Chasimis. They're signed. Not just as opposed to when it's Islam Zichron Dvarim, with Islam, the Eidim are just talking. They're saying, you know, we saw that Reuven, the Eidim is writing, I saw that Reuven, you know, borrowed $100 from Shimon. But not that, it's not a formal shtar, which has a text of the shtar with chasimis. So that's Nuscha Shtar. And that, he says, Rabban says, that's a din, the raisa, that shtar is Kmisha Nechara, as long as it's Nuscha Shtar. The third sheet, he says, the sheet is Taiz, Rabban Tam. He calls it Taiz, Yimam, Islam, and Alephan Beis, Babas, Tam, Tessa, Beis, Ar Taizis, Taiz, and Ksubis, and famous sheet, Rabban Tam. That the shayich miksavam el mish ein eroy lahagid bepeh kagayin shul ilayin el mish yoch lahagid bepeh la roy lebi ein bil makavis bay. So Tais is over there. That's my shmaya and Ben Yair and Ben Yosef also mekodesh Ben Tam. That the Ben Tam says that the whole problem of miksavam is limited to ilayin. Okay, is limited to ilayin. Meaning, someone that can't talk, he's postulators. That's Piksavim. And Gemara says Be'ilim. So, the Ben Tam, why is that Be'ilim? What's the problem Be'ilim? So, Taisin Ksubis, I'm sorry, Taisin Yivamis, and that's Taisin quotes, says, because he marshals the dinner of Zaira. Famous dinner of Zaira, called Roy Labila and Bila Makabis, called Shane Rabila and Bila Makabis. Now, I know, he's talking about Yabi Menachas, that if it's the minch is too big. The portion of the oil with the what you call with the flour is too, it's too big. You don't have to mix it up. But if it's too much, it's not possible to mix it up nicely. Then we say that it's not a good minch. So we use, it's really relevant for us right now. And we see that we say the Gemara applies that many Eifanim all over Shas, and Rantam is applying that over here. At least according to Nusach of Taisus in Yivamis, that an Elam, since he's not Roy Lahagid, Therefore, he can't send. He can't write either because you need roy lahagim. Piksavim says you have to be roy to say mipi. Right? You have to roy talk. Then you can even do. Then you can write it. Your PM. That's what we're discussing over here. He can't talk. So how can he write this? Question: can he write it? So I'm not going to write Raiders. Why can't Elam write his Aid? Elam can't give Aiders. Because since it's not Roy Lahagin, if he can't write it, he can't write either. Now, Yesh Lodun, yeah, if somebody who forgot the Aiders, yeah, can his Ksav, is that going to be a problem of Einar Elabilim? But Akbana Firbanitam Pashtis, Elam is a problem, it's not Roy Labila. Now, truth matter is, it's interesting over here because it's exciting in a number of places. Talks about Elam in terms of being a Psul Haguf, a Firbanitam. In other words, there's Firbanitam that you could communicate your Aedis Baksav, and Elam that can't. Pshat is a psul guf. When we say proudly elaim, pshat is just like a gazlan's pasul eidus. It's got a karvus pasul eidus. Yeah, it's a psul guf. So too an elaim is pasul eidus. It's a psul guf of elaim. It's a psul. Not because necessarily you need roy labila. Roy labila is making a psul. Roy labila is saying that mela, since you need roy labila, you have to be able to say.
Roy labila is by the
Roy Bila is Roy Lahagin in our case. Again, Bila means mixing the oil with the thing, with machis. Just that concept of Roy Bila, we mean in this case mean Roy Lahagin. So then that God is Nahakim. But I'm saying the Mashal. We other find him of Eidos where Okay, so where it's not communicated by whether the soul goof or not. What? No, I'm talking about by Elam. Alright. Anyway, so that's the second shot over here, Rabbeinu Tam. And then within Rabbeinu Tam, again, that Mipiksovam, Mipilam Ksov, the Gemara says it is my Elam, and Dafka Elam. But you could be communicating this to Ksav. Yesh Lod, is that Mitam Reb Zera, Roy Labila, or is there a Psul Guf of Elaine? It's a Psul Guf. What? It's just a meat. In Pim, when Pim Sabam, it's just a way of Terah telling me, the Nuwar says Pral Elaine. The Nuwar says Pral Elaine. So, and that's what that's what Rabbi Tam says. Some Tesh Rosh quotes it. Rabbi Gemara was only Ma'ir Elaine. Gemara is only Ma'ir Elaine. Echtes is Ma'ir Elaine. Okay. Revius.
What's the psula guf in terms of Elam?
I gave examples. Karv is possible. Gaz is possible. Psula. He's possible. That's me. He's possible. Not just
it's like a Mumbai coin.
Yeah. Oh. Psula guf. He's a possible Aedus. He's a possible Aedus. If it's just Reb Zeri, then he's not possible Aedus. It's just that he can't talk. And since he can't talk, so therefore talking is ma'akiv and. The technical problem, he can't communicate. He is not possible. He just can't communicate. Lamasha, by Aedus for Kedusha, let's say. Yeah? Can he be an Aed for Kedusha? Can he be an Aed Kiyam? Yeah? So there, it's not Aedus for Kedusha, it's not Aedus Raya. You need to understand it, to see it, in order to make the call. Can he even be kosher or not? Like then you might not have the problem.
If you saw him as a mute and then he. Some of people became a talking, and if he was brother, so good, even though he saw it, he can't
No, because at the time he couldn't. Okay, I don't want to get involved in it.
Then he
third, fourth shita is the Rambam. Sheidin Shibashtav, any on the Misaifim. Menatar, any Moyo, Mishunam, Pigsal. Okay, so those are four shitas that the guys enumerates. And we have the Rebbeinu. That's only Rabbana. That's the Chab of the Paschim. The whole Shtar, again. Chaim says even in the Rambam says the shtar is abana, that means the shtar raya. But shtar kinyan is a vada the raisa, and then it can even be used as a raya afterwards. Because once you have the shtar, then the Chaim says it can be used as a raya also with the raisa.
Rashi is
one shita.
And then there's Reina Tam, and there's the fourth one.
Ramban. That, well, Ramban says that if it's a Nuscha Shtar, then it's Kamishan Echra, and it's the Raisa. It's not clear, so where's the Makar? So then the Makar might be Sefer Makna, and then we have to see how Rabbeinu Yoina fits in, and doesn't fit or not, but that's not for now. But I'm just sort of putting it a little bit on the side right now. So again, so back to Taisa. Taisa has the kasha that in order to be a shtar, you need Dasa Mischayev. But if you have Dasa Mischayev, then it's Taka Shtar. It's not just that we took care of the problem, Piksavam, that it becomes a shtar. So, Meir, but over here, you don't have Dasa Mischayev. Taisa doesn't like Rabbi Yain, who says that you need Dasa Baal Maisa. Taisa says, no, you need Dasa Mischayev. It's a tekana. It's interesting. He says, funny nusach that sheichashim eidus again. As Madaik, even in his tarot, he doesn't say it's a star. He says eidus. He offers you two possibilities in the beginning, then a star eidus, and even in the tekana, it's not that it's a star. The tekana is that it's eidus. And then afmina would be, we said, if you've got your eidus, the guy died. So it's interesting, the Taisa says that the tekana wasn't to give it a din of a star, and then there was they vater on the tanai of Das Mischayev, and then they say, could I have a star without Das Mischayev? No, they just said it's eidus b'ksav. They're not eidus b'ksav. I don't know why they only did that. A better tekana would be to give it to the star, right? It's a little odd. It's a little odd in Taisus that even after tekana, it's only eidus b'star. It's eidus b'ksav. Sheik choshev eidus. He doesn't kidei levat lachazaka. He doesn't say that it's a din shtar. It's a little funny. Well, if they made the kana, why can they say they gave it a din shtar? That's what I would think. Yes, that's what I'm saying in Taisus. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
And I find it hard to believe that's going to be the halacha here. But I'm just reading Taisus. And the words of Taisus are Sheik choshev eidus kidei levat lachazaka. Sheik choshev eidus. In the beginning of Taisus, he's very clear that there's two things: the shtar and the zaytz b'ksav. So, why are we going here? I don't know. And it's very interesting. He says, "Eid is kaldu." Yeah. In other words, the b'tavim muvit b'matnum chazaka. The afil yizbar lonish leshama machzik mahani lebatnum chazaka. This part we discussed once. Taisus shita is that even if we know that. The Rosh and the Menyaina, and then even if we know the guy didn't hear about it, they didn't say a word, still we say it's a good macha. It's a funny taisa. This is why you see that, like, the dover kal, the dover mut, mevatel na chazaka. Like, we have an interest to mevatel na chazaka, the dover mut. Like, why?
So is that like a brisk rose, whatever, a Yiddish thing?
No.
No?
No shaykhis. No shaykhs at all. No shaykhs at all, sorry. Then you didn't understand the viskarov. Again, the Yiddish didn't work. No shaykhs. Alright. We'll talk about it. Okay? He's saying, Medover Kal, like, we have an interest, Kilim Vatl Chazaka. Haraya, like, even if you didn't hear about it, it's not a Chazaka. You know, the Hezbro over there is because Maisi, he did what he's supposed to do. If he was the Khan's Kham, he was Mike, like Rosh said, he did what he's supposed to do. If you're Yaina, you don't end up having the Raya, because he was Mike, you don't have the Raya from the Imacha, I'm not going back there again, right? But it means, just Mitzad, the Gidri at the Khan, it worked, you didn't hear about it. That's where we can stand till before this Taisus. Taisus is saying, using that as a Raya, that like, we have like a vested interest in trash the Chazaka and the Bedover Kaal and Matel, and therefore he says, even as Nusach, what's Nusach? The eid is koldu, yeah. You mevatel the chazaka, the eid is koldu, which enforces my deal in Taisus that we're not talking about a shtar over here. And talking the guy dies, who forgets the eidus, you're not about to use this document, right? It's just that the eid is koldu means eid is b'ksav, which is shach eidus. Eid is koldu. It's bad. It's apostle eidus. The eid is koldu. You're mevatel. The eid is koldu. We're mevatel. So you know, I don't have a clear kite. What's his interest here to mivatel the chazaka, the chazal masakin? You could have said simple, it's the karnas chavim that you know the guy should be able to have a ride that he was not saying. Like what's the whole taisis? The whole achel taisis is a little funny to me. But v'gam meida again, taisis says let's not stop. You know the first half a line in the Gemara. They have the same Gemara by Midah, and over there also, as an answer of Lamech Sarim, and Tais is going to say you have the same problems by Midah as you do by Macha. The same problem is you know it's not a Shtar, it's not that's the Mishayim, and it's not an as possible. The Kana is a Chomi Lahatzah. So here Tais has a proper Takana, because what's the idea of Midah? The guy's in Meisim Midah. He's being forced into some situation. He wants to. Preempted by being ma'is and meidah to say that before he made the kinyan, he's being forced to do it, and therefore has no ta'ikif. Okay, so there's taka tekana lahatzal nenas from his oneness. The kimshar is nami. Mishul ma'is and bezdin. Chol ma'is and bezdin nichlev shloim ratz and machayev. So here he seems to be saying when it comes to ma'is and bezdin, when it comes to kimshar, the Gemara says that also. We don't need his das. Now he's a difference for. Then Ma'aseh Bezdin. Ma'aseh Bezdin has a psatayk of Ma'aseh Bezdin. Psatayk of Ma'aseh Bezdin, which Shloim Ratzon Achai, which sounds like God is going to happen in a Mishtar. In other words, if he's saying that you're going back now to Das Mishayev, he's saying, Bezdin, you don't need Das Mishayev. The Bezdin has that ability of creating a Shtar even without Das Mishayev, he seems to be saying. And therefore, he's saying that. Then by Kiyam Shtar it's going to have a din of a Shtar. The Kiyam is going to have a din of a Shtar, and it's going to be viable as a Shtar because it has the Kayach of Bezd.
Marilyn was asking on this that he says that he said it doesn't really. It's not lacking the das to live. Normally, if a normal procedure would be to go to Bezd and give a Kiyam Shtar. So why is that lacking the love as dust? That's normal.
But I don't know what normal means. But
like a star, you have Edom Sarna, and then you go to Bezin.
I don't know why normal makes it that it should be a problem. If there's a problem, think of them. If there's a problem of you being Mekayim Mishtar, right? You're writing, how is that, what gives it a taikif? That's the question. Not a question of what's normal, not normal. What? The problem was big Savam.
I mean,
if the Taisa had a problem, pick Savam. So what are you telling me normal now? What is normal to lift anything? How does normal tend to solve the pick Savam problem?
Because that means the liver is giving his das. The liver is saying, yeah, I'm okay with this. This is normal.
Who said? Oh, that's what you meant normal. That's what
people do.
Is there a das mischayev?
Yeah.
Why?
When you write a star, you go to Bezdin, you kind of need them.
Okay, it doesn't mean I'm asking. But my son, I'm asking. I'm asking you to do a kind of star.
What does that mean?
It's not Dasa Mischayev. It's not written Dasa Mischayev.
Of course, it's.
I'm against it.
I'm only going to lend you money if.
Well, now he's saying a whole different thing. I'll only lend you money if you'll be asking. No one ever said that. that never happened. Never happened. Who said you have to be able to have been Mekayim Mishtar? Who said? Who said? Because it's normal. So it's normal. So difference that it's umdina, it was a das, it was a tanai. Okay, you're making a whole thing. That's a kasha, we don't ask kasha to maybe. Maybe it's an umdina, maybe it's this, maybe it's that, maybe they don't send this kasha. Who said? No, don't say the maybe.
Also, by Hodah, we don't have the svarah, they only a little bit, right? By Hodah, we have the svarah, they don't need a full ages.
Because there he said, Tais said by Hodah, he said, we have a real takana.
So that
would
be real ages?
Yeah.
So it doesn't work?
Yeah, of course.
Different mechanics.
Seems. That's part of my problem, that in the same Gemara, we have three different things, three different cases, each one is going to be different. Fine, but that's what seems to be saying in Texas. Why did I read? Sheshama Mirabeir in town. So first Mahalach is Tanaz Chama. Firashi. Firabeir in town. The Re says, Shama Mirabeir in town. Shenoid Lishloach Eidos, Eide Medusa Megeres the best thing, Mechoshev Eidos. What does he want with this? Noigim, I don't know. Shem is a little worried about Noigim. But the Shem is a free. Mepiyam Olympic Savam. Le'asa el lamute dafka ilayim she'ena bar hagada. Avoroi lagada, ena gada makevis. So this nusach of Taisvis Right, it sounds like that he's referring Bermiza to the dinner of Zera, Kol Roy Lebila Bil Makavish, Kol Shein Roy Lebila Bil Makavish. If Rav Zera is an absolute goof, then it's an absolute goof either. Here either.
No, it sounds like just being a matter like who you are. I mean, because if you're a bar gadol, then the shkach would be mean. But like, is it? I mean, all you have to have is the capability.
Again, if you would have said, but also el muti daf ilim she'ain bar gadol, so I could have said maybe that he means absolute goof. Like the Torah says in other places. But when he fears eyes. That nusach of ein agod makeves boy rings a tone of Rav Zera. That kol roi lebila bil makeves boy, kol shein roi lebila bil makeves boy. Now let's go and like a lashon of Tosfos in Vombis of Laman Aleph and Beis. I wish to say it's quoted I mentioned before. And he says the brand time. What the sign of Mishapsai? When Imlayagat proudly elaine, and Yachal Daber, Upar Kama, Yachlam Tekhsab, Shani Hayes, come on to the Mumping Sabam, Shani Elaine, Shane Roy Lahagid, it was Shane Roy Lahagid, yeah? Can I mean, Uncle Shane Roy Bila, Koshane Roy Bila, right? Koshane Roy Bila, ain't Bila Makavitz. Right, Bila Makavitz. So what he's saying over here, Avroy Hagoda ain't a God of Makavitz. So that lotion of Hagoda Makavitz, that's Reb Zera talk. So he's saying Elaine, the problem is that the problem is that it's not Roy Hagoda, that God is Makavitz.
I think it's Roy because I mean
what?
Rabbi's name is strong Roy because in Yevamos all he says is in a bar Hagoda, and even those words he says.
Okay,
I think it's stronger than the you don't need.
I understand. I said that also, but. I like better that other thing I'm saying. It's more geschmack. No, I think it's pulling out of Tosfos and he's saying that over there. But how do I mean about so it is next part of Tosfos is challenging. Okay? Okay, Tosfos l'chayra at first glance, right? Tosfos had a problem with our sugya. How is this the problem with Piksavam? No, that's a mechayev. Firashi, Tosfos is the Kana, which is the Kana of Eidus. For many times, there was never kash to begin with, because you could be shlech Eidus the Bezdin. Melo l'chayra, yeah? Pashtis, if you're many times. It's time, it's Eidus Piksav.
Full fledged Eidus.
What?
Full-fledged Eidus Eidus.
But that's not the point. The point is it's not a shtar. It's only Eidus. Oh. It's only Eidus.
Why
is it a shtar? It's all... Ah. See, everyone's got to wake up here a little bit. Why is it not a shtar? Why is it a shtar? Wait. Slow. Come on over here.
Where does everybody see it's not a shtar, though?
I didn't say it's not a shtar. I said I didn't see that it's a shtar. I didn't see it's not a shtar. I didn't see that it's a shtar. You tell me where you see that's a shtar. One second. All we have, again, yeah. I'm setting myself up for trouble. Yeah? But three Tosfos, okay? All I saw so far in Tosfos, in Rabbeinu Tam, the Elim is a psula guf. Not psula guf. It's not Rebbe Lepila or psula guf, whatever you want. Yeah? And a regular person is royal hagid, so ain't a god the market, and you can follow the minhag of being sending your ksav to Besdin, which is a form of communicating your ksav. Yeah, you can send a WhatsApp to Besdin, whatever you want, right? That's a form of communication. Okay, so now, yeah, so that's Eidus. That's Eidus. That's a way of being, of sending your Eidus to Besdin. Either you could come to Besdin and say it, or you can send a letter, send a fax, send an email. Yeah? That's the chayr all we saw so far in Tosfos. So, Did you see something different in Taisis?
No. I was thinking about it.
Does it become a shtar? You don't see that. You don't see that in Taisis yet. One sec. You don't see it so far in Taisis. Now, per Taisis, here it gets very difficult. But how do I mean in per basic subis? Kais vod medusai al shtar. Who made Aleh Ach Kamashanim? But who is Zech Matzmai? Avain Zech Matzmai Loi. So this is, brings a Gemara. The Gemara says a guy could write down, he could jot down the ages that he saw. He saw a Havah take place, he saw a Kedushin take place, whatever it is that he was commissioned to be an aide at, he jots it down in his memoirs, in his diary. He jots it down all the interesting things that happened today. One of them is that Reuven was Mekadesh Leah. And he could come ahead and be made based on that. But it has to be provided that he remembers it. Meaning, he's not just saying, oh, if I wrote this 30 years ago, Mestama, at the time, it really happened. Otherwise, I wouldn't have written it down. 30 years later, I can be made that Reuven owes Shimon $100. Because Mestama, I didn't lie when I wrote this. That's not good. You know, if you're just basing your aides on what you saw, in what you wrote, that's nothing. But if you remember it yourself, and then I think it's before the Gemara over there, if not the Gemara, then they're shining, and I remember right now, that if what you saw, you know, triggered your memory, that now you remember that what happened, it's also good, as long as you actually remember what happened, not just you're being made based on what you see. So now, Setzai's Kash. Who should say that? So the Kash is, Fir Ben Tam, he's asking Fir Ben Tam, right? Obviously, Firash is not going to be Kasha. How about it? Yeah? So he's bothered, the Fir Ben Tam, what's the problem? Why can't you take this piece of paper and send it to Beis Din? Fir Ben Tam says, Yishalei Chod, they may do so to Beis Din. Says it's Kash. Yeah? And he gives two truths. One teretz is Hainu Kshein Maitzi Ksaviyad Investment. And Echonani doesn't say over there. The Gemara there is not giving you Yetzis. The Gemara is just telling you that if you read what you wrote and you don't remember exactly what happened, you can't be made. But Echonani, if you wanted to send it to Besdin, Gesundheit. Yeah. Now, and the second teretz is that maybe Erechav B'Ksav is not called Eidus. Shein Shtar El B'Beit. El B'Beit. Loch L'Mahani. Whatever. He's saying that, one second. A Shtar needs two Eidim. In order that should be considered Eidus, needs two Eidim. There is one Eid. And then he gets a problem with that, whether Erechav B'Shtar is a Shtar, that I don't want to get into that Mechav. But the question, so it's Mavur, first of all, it's Mavur in Taisus, yeah, that we're dealing with Shtar. In the second Teretz, for sure, he talks about Din Ishtaris. The Din Ishtaris, the Eidus of Ishtar, is only by two, not by one. And even the whole Kasha of Taisus and the first Teretz is also Mechar Mavur that's Ishtar. Why? Because it says, because if it's not a Shtar, Lechaira, the guy sends his Eidus into Beis Din, and he forgot it. Because the Chayyu, he learned Pashto Rebbe and Tam. We discussed before, the fundamental difference between Shtar and Eidus, yeah, is whether or not you have to remember it. Right? If you're Rebbe and Tam, it's just communicating your Eidus, just like when you can communicate the pet, you have to know what you're talking about. Yeah? So too, if you communicate Miksav, you also have to know the Eidus. If you don't remember the Eidus, you don't remember well, the guy's dead by the time the Shtar gets the Beis Din. Yeah, or he dies in afterwards, then the chayra, if it's not a shtar, then it's worthless. So Melo, what's this, if in Rebbe and Tam, it's just, if all we saw in Rebbe and Tam, yeah, was that it has been of Eidus, not that it's been of shtar, and Rebbe and Tam, the teretz in our Gemara, what does it help to write it? It's only been that Eidus not midin shtar. Okay, what's the reason why Gemara Ksubas? What's the reason why Gemara Ksubas? And the first thing is the Taka could do, he could send it in. Yeah? But if he forgot it, then that's not going to help with Teres Eid. It has to be Bitar Ishtar. And the second Teres, that Erechad Ishtar is nothing. Yeah? It's Din Ishtar is. So it means we do my Din Ishtar is. Where did he see in Bein Tam? What happened? We just because Bein Tam says, Shleif Adam, Medusa Lebezdin, that's Teres Eid. Where does he see from there anything Gabe Ishtar?